Welcome to Elevations, bringing new perspectives to science, technology, education, and the arts. I'm Amy Reynolds. Level 1 Trauma Center. The name sounds as dramatic as the work that happens inside. If you ever needed one, you'd want great doctors and nurses, and you'd want them in the best facility to support their efforts to save your life.
I am very passionate about healthcare in general, and in my field with an architecture background, it's an area that is very satisfying. You feel like you're contributing to something good.
Dr. Sarah Bayramzadeh and the team she's building have received a grant to learn what improvements those facilities need. She's Kent State's coordinator of the Healthcare Design Program in the College of Architecture and Environmental Design. Welcome to Elevations.
Thank you so much.
You have a background researching the design of medical facilities. What makes the trauma centers different?
A trauma center is more complex because of a number of reasons. The type of patients that they receive are in more extreme conditions. It's usually a matter of life and death for a level one trauma center. In an operating room, everything is pretty much planned, and they know the patient, they know the history, everybody's ready, everybody's in their place. But in a trauma room, they have limited information, and within 10 minutes, everybody's in the trauma room to make the patient stable.
What are the key things you're trying to identify or solve with this project?
We are trying to understand what issues exist in a trauma room. There isn't really much done about the design of trauma rooms. So we are hoping to understand the issues and how we can support staff in taking care of patients from a design perspective. So how to design the environment and reduce the number of errors or disruptions and interruptions, and facilitating technology to be integrated in the environment.
How did you put together a team, a research team, to study this?
Yeah, that's a long story. So as a coordinator of the healthcare design program, my goal is for my program to establish relationships with healthcare environments. And our program is one of the very few in the country that focuses on the design of healthcare environments. So the first semester I was here was reaching out to different hospitals, and one of them was Cleveland Clinic Akron General. And I knew that I wanted to expand my research in the area of emergency departments. So I had a conversation with them. They were interested in research too. They gave me a tour of their trauma room, and it sounded very familiar with the things I had done in terms of research on operating room design, but there were a lot of differences. So I knew that I had that team, but at the same time, I was building other relationships on campus. The associate dean for research in the College of Nursing, Mary Anthony, I met a computer science professor in a meeting, and so I had the team prior to the beginning of the project. And then when the proposal came out, it was a Saturday morning, and I was so excited because I know that everybody was on board.
Were there specific challenges they hoped you would help them address, or were there specific things that stood out to you as you looked at these facilities?
Yes, it is interesting that there are always challenges. That's why design needs more exploration, because we can support some of the things that staff do. Maintaining temperature in a trauma room. A trauma room is usually warmer than an operating room. An operating room is very cold, but a trauma room is warmer just because patients might be losing blood and then their body temperature drops very quickly. But at the same time, the doors keep opening and closing. So maintaining that temperature is difficult. There are a lot of people in the trauma room working together, so noise and echo is another problem. Lighting is another problem. They have limited time to get all the information about the patient. So if they're looking at an x-ray or any images, they need good lighting without glare so they can be more efficient and faster. Interruptions is another thing. Because it's a small environment and a lot of people are squeezed in, the chance of bumping or interruptions, disruptions is higher. So thinking about the right size and the right layout for the room can reduce disruptions.
And you said earlier that students would be involved as well?
Yes, students will be involved. From healthcare design, we will have 3 students involved, and we will also have 2 honor students from nursing, and they're master's level students. So it's a unique opportunity for them.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We've been talking with Dr. Sarah Bayramzadeh, coordinator of the Healthcare Design Program at Kent State University. Elevations is produced by Joe Gunderman, John Nungesser, and Ellie Ellis. I'm Amy Reynolds, Dean of Kent State's College of Communication and Information. Join us every Saturday morning on 89.7 WKSU.